Hello and welcome to the Business Today Market Podcast. This is Rupa and let's start with the market podcast for the day. Despite the worries of weak global markets, domestic equity market closed higher today, buoyed by buying pressure in metal, pharma, realty and banking indices. BSE 30 share Sensex closed with a gain of 137 points at 39,572, while the NSE Nifty 50 closed today's trade at 11,842 level with an advance of 45 points. A positive momentum has been triggered in the domestic stock market as monsoon swiftly progressed towards central and north India. Equity market today opened with minor gains in the early trading session, buoyed by worries over the weakened global market. Sectorally, except IT, consumption and FMCG, all the other indices closed in the green. Metal was the most gaining sector of the day with 2.73% advance, followed by 1.75% gain in pharma and PSU bank indices. In major stock news, IPO of IndiaMart Intermesh, an online marketplace for business products and services, was fully subscribed on Tuesday, the second day of the bidding. SpiceJet launched 8 new daily non-stop international flights, which led to a 5% gain in stock price. HDFL shares fell almost 9% as the company defaulted in payments towards maturity of commercial papers. On the currency front, Indian rupee opened lower at 69.40 against the dollar, although rose in the afternoon trading session after the dollar came under pressure. US dollar pulled back from 3-month lows in the morning trade, although fell in Asian afternoon session. US crude oil futures advanced nearly 2% to touch a 4-week high of $59.03 per barrel after data showed a decline in US crude stocks. Later, crude continued to move higher amid trade tensions and traded back over $66 per barrel with a gain of 1.51%. In other news, Bitcoin, world's largest cryptocurrency, surpassed the 12,000 level for the first time today in almost a year and a half, after breaching $10,000 barrier early on Saturday. Asian stocks were mostly lower on Wednesday, following a sell-off on Wall Street as investor optimism cooled off with regard to Federal Reserve being on the brink of lowering interest rates and globally awaited the outcome of US-China trade talks in the G20 summit set on Saturday. On Wall Street, major indices like NASDAQ and S&P 500 ended in the red by 1% fall each. That's all for today. Thank you for listening and come back tomorrow for more market news.